Fucking. It's not. Then we're live. All right.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Fenway Faithful. This is episode 14, if I'm not mistaken. How you doing, Mo?
I am good. I'm happy to be back. The week
Yeah.
off last week kind of fucked things up, but that just goes with the whole 2020 season, I guess, right now.
Yeah, guys. So sorry, last week we had a little bit of it was a rough week, but needless to say, we are back. And it's been a rough couple of weeks since the last time we all checked in with each other. Obviously, the Red Sox aren't doing that good right now. Literally last place in the MLB. We're not even going to talk about the division, but it's been rough. You know, it's we're living, we're fighting through it. And we're doing what we can to at least bring you guys a little bit of happiness into your life. So,
That's it, man. Rafi Devers hit a home run yesterday. He started to heat up. So that's a bright side. But other than that, they're not doing too hot. Nine
yeah,
games.
I mean, we basically went on a 10-game losing streak. We got one yesterday, thank God, against the Phillies. It's, you know, we want to say it's adjustments, it's finding your sweet spot, it's finding this, it's finding that. But, you know, we're 9.5 games behind from first place right now. And eventually, nobody wants to hear excuses. We want results. You know,
No.
we're 7-18 right now. Not the start, or not even fuck the start, but not what we thought we would even have. You know, we were talking a lot of shit in the beginning of the season, Mo. Thinking that we're going to get at least 25, 30 games. And right now, at this pace, I do not see that happening.
Yeah, 20 and 40 looks like here right now. But I mean, going into it, you had to be. Your hope's gonna be too high. It just seems like now Renicky is just trying out pitchers for next year. It almost feels like a big tryout every night. Like, let's see what we got for next year. And they're not even like caring about 2020. It just seems like let's see who we're gonna keep for next year. It seems like it's a 60-game spring training tryout right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you on that, Mo. I mean, everybody's professionals, and you know, you want to give these guys the benefit of the doubt. And you know, in baseball, we always say, you know, it's not your day or it is your day. It clearly has not been their fucking day for a while now. And eventually, enough's enough. You know, we get it. We don't see ourselves getting to the postseason, but when it comes down to nitty gritty, like this is not Boston baseball. This is not what we represent. This is not what the organization promised us. You know, we look to turn over with a fresh page, and it's just not happening. I will say, you know, I like Verdugo's energy and attitude. This is a guy that I see that he comes out that dugout every day with a smile on his face. So that makes me feel a little bit better. But still, we need results. We need numbers.
Yeah, I mean, they did that. They got a solid core for the offense. It's just the pitching they got to really figure out right now. And Verdugo, I'm happy you brought him up. I love the guy's energy. And like we said from the beginning, he's not replacing Mookie Betts. But it's honestly, how can you replace a Mookie Betts? How can you replace a Mike Trout? We hate the guy, but how do you replace a Bryce Harper? You don't get to replace those guys, right?
No,
It's
no.
at the same time. Baseball is not a one-man show, right?
No, and you're right. And you're absolutely right, you know. And not to veer off the Red Sox, you know, but I've been enjoying baseball in itself, if I can't enjoy the Sox, but you know, it's been fun watching Fernando Tatis swing on a 3-0 pitch and making the Rangers look like a bunch of idiots. That was great.
We
I
didn't talk
fucking
about
love
that.
that.
We didn't talk about that in pre-production, but. How do you like that move?
Dude, let me tell you something. All right. I know growing up, your coaches have always told you, oh, don't fucking swing on a 3-0 pitch, blah, blah, blah. Especially if you're up by runs. But when you are a caliber hitter like Fernando Tatis Jr. is, and you see a fucking beach ball coming at you, you telling me you're not taking a swing?
I'm taking
Come
it.
on. Come on. a grand slam to put your team even more ahead. Some people call it cocky. Some people call it classless. You know what I call it? I call it being a competitor.
No, that's it. And, you know, like, I say to a lot of people on that, it's being done more and more, but now somebody actually hit one out the park, right? So it's being done more and more. And when guys are fouling it off 400 feet, all you hear is, oh, my God, he swung. I don't believe that. But to me, now a guy hit it a mile, right? And now it's a young player that's hot. So what do you do right away? You hate on the guy.
Yeah, of course.
And honestly, I like it. I got no problem with it, right? I have no problem with a team scoring 30 runs against a team. I have no problem with guys stealing when they're up 10-0. I have no problem with guys suicide squeeze bunting when they're up 9-0. Play the game. Play the fucking game. You know what? It's a 60-game season, and we're looking for excitement. And I've seen it so much already this year, though, that, like, when he did it, I was like, what's the big deal? Oh, because he hit it out. Okay. But when a guy pops up to first, then what?
Well, I mean, you know. Right? Listen, at the end of the day,
it's a rule you don't do it, but hey, fuck it.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, at the end of the day, Tatis took that swing because he knew he fucking had it.
No, that's it, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, don't forget, we're not talking about, like, just, you know, any Joe Schmo. These guys, this is their lives. This is all they know. He knew that swing. He knew that pitch was coming down right in the middle, and he was taking it. So, big shout out to him. I like the confidence. I like the competitiveness. Keep it coming. And it's going to be exciting to see him unfoil as a 21-year-old in the big show. So,
Brad Jr., BGO, Bichette, I'm loving this new generation of players, man.
Yeah, man. Me too. Me too.
And you know what? We got one. Verdugo is going to be so exciting to watch play, bro.
Yeah. I have a lot of high hopes for him. And like I said earlier, you know, I love his energy. I love the constant smiling, you know, him taking initiative, you know, mouthing off out there. That's something that this team needs right now.
And you know what? And you know what? You noticed it before I did. So shout out to fucking you for pointing that out. His energy is just different, bro. And you were so on the money when you said, yo, he's a different type of ball player. And now he has a 10-game hitting streak. He hits to all parts of the field. I mean, what lefty hits 2 home runs over a green monster?
Yeah, and it was. I think he hit a bomb on his birthday, actually. So
yeah,
happy belated, Alex. But yeah, so let's get back to a little more focus on the Red Sox. So tonight, it's Eovaldi. I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name.
Who he's facing?
Nah, pitcher for Baltimore. Wojciechowski, I guess. Wojciechowski, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we play it at night, 7:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And Nasty Nate's back on the mound. Right now he's got a 1-2 record and a 5.93 ERA, which clearly is not the best. But listen, new day, new game. Another chance to make something right here.
That's it. You know, Nat, and you know what, Nat? Hey, we could see them start rattling off a few in a row, right? They always play different when Nasty Nate's pitching. You know, 2 in a row becomes 3 in a row real fast.
Exactly.
Crazy. When you look around the league, a few teams have done this already. Obviously, the Red Sox are the worst in the league, and they just lost 9 in a row. But it's real easy to lose 4 or 5 in a row, and it's real easy to win 5 in a row. I mean, look at the Rays. The Rays were 7-7. Now they're 18-7, tied for first, and they're fucking up the Yankees every time they play them. You know, Rays are that example of, you know, you put 1 or 2 together, 2 becomes 3, 3 becomes 4. And that's what we're going to see this season. That's why it's still early enough to say you can't count anybody out, including the Red Sox. And it's just, you just got to find the pieces. That's really all it comes down to. You find the pitching, and that's it. I think our offense is going to come together. Once the offense comes together, we'll win a few more extra games. Right now, they're just not hitting, and they're not.
Yeah. I mean, like, to me personally, like, I'm very optimistic about this team, and I refuse to believe that this is going to be the turnout for 2020. I don't believe it, and I will not believe it. There's a lot of talent on this team, and everybody knows in baseball, when you're in a bad groove, you're in a bad groove. When you're in a slump, when Chris Davis went how many fucking at-bats with no hits?
in the 50s, I believe.
Yeah, well, look at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this game is all about odds, man. And I still have my hopes that the Red Sox are going to finish with a decent season. And we'll just have to see how it turns out. But I do want to say something, you know. These last 2 weeks have been rough. And for all the fans and you know, friends of mine that have been busting my balls about the Sox, listen, me and Mo have always said it. At the end of the day, I stick to my team. Win or lose, rain or shine, I don't give a fuck. I'm a Red Sox fan till the day I die. So if you're out there and you're fucking turning your TVs off and you're getting mad, have a little faith, man. It's not easy being a fucking pro player in a 60-game season and fucking there's a pandemic outside. It's a lot of shit going on. So just keep your heads up, guys. We'll find our rhythm. You know what I mean?
That's it. That's all it comes down to, you know? It's about finding a rhythm, finding a place, and knowing your place, man. And that's really what it comes down to. We're going to be fine. And you don't win every year. We want to win every year. Every team wants their team to win every year. So it is, I hate to say it is what it is, but a championship is a championship. And a losing season is a losing season. No matter what, we're Red Sox fans. Through thick and thin, through hard times, yeah. Hard times.
Listen, I had a lot of Yankee fans talking shit to me over the weekend because of the series. You know what I told them? 4 World Series in 10 years? No World Series in 10 years. So sit your asses down. I get it. You took 2 series and swept us. I understand. You got that. We played terrible ball, but there's still a lot of ball game left. Well, you know, ball games left. You know, with that being said, you want to cover tonight's lineup real quick? Do you have that up?
Did they post it? Let's see if they posted it.
You see, I mean, it should be up. I'm looking into it now.
No lineups up yet, man.
No, all we got right now is just starting pitchers.
Yeah, so, that's it. But before we keep going, I think we're going to announce our giveaway.
Oh, yeah. Do it up.
Oh, wait. I'm on the wrong day. Yeah, it's just the pitchers. All right. So, as we announced on last 2 weeks of this episode, we didn't have last week's, we're doing a giveaway of our new shirt. If you guys haven't noticed, Dave, have you got yours yet, by the way?
No, not yet. Should be coming in any day now.
Mine came in the other day. Ray's came in the other day. Another guy sent me a picture. These shirts are fucking awesome. They're dry fit. FenwayFaithfulSports.com. The logo is up on our Instagram account. So, guys, this giveaway is going to be real easy. We're doing 2 winners. Me and Dave have decided we're doing 2 winners, giving out 2 shirts. It's going to be real simple and real easy. We're going to post a picture noon this Saturday, August 22nd. August 22nd.
Yeah, that's August 22nd, Saturday.
Noon on Saturday, we're going to be posting a picture with the rules so everybody sees it, but we're going to tell you the rules now. You tag as many people as you want on the post, and you're in. So if you tag one person, your name goes in the hat one time. If you tag 50 people, your name goes in the hat 50 times. And if you repost it on your Instagram story, that's another 5 entries. And if you repost the picture, that's another 10 entries. So the more you post about it, the more chances you get. Same on Facebook. If you share it on Facebook, it's 10 entries. You put it on your Facebook story, it's 5 entries. You retweet us, 10 entries. Guys, go tag your friends. Go retweet us. Go repost us. Give us a follow. Click the link in the bio. 2 winners will be announced next week on this show. So make sure you tune in, because we're not going to DM you. You have to listen to the podcast and know if you win or not.
We're going to need a big-ass hat.
Yeah, we got garbage can or something.
But yeah, guys, make sure you check it out. Tag as many friends as you want. Mo already explained the details. And when are we gonna be naming our winner?
Next episode, next Thursday's episode. So make sure you're tuning in and listening to it.
You guys heard it here. So definitely, you know, tag your friends. Don't miss out on an opportunity to win a free shirt from Fenway Faithful. Guys, they're awesome shirts. And of course, don't forget to check out wickedpissa.com. Best New England sports apparel in the fucking game. Tell them the code there. Discount code, Mo.
It's FFX15. It's the initials of Fenway Faithful Sports with 15. Save yourself some money. And guys, go check out their gear. I got my Bruins gear. I got my Celtics gear. I got my Red Sox gear. All off their site. It's fresh as fly.
They also have some pretty cool USA gear too. You guys might want to check out. They got a lot of different stuff. A lot of nice stuff for the ladies. Very cool stuff for the guys. Save some money, guys. Get some cool gear.
That's it. So, Dave, moving over, we did our sponsor shout out. We talked about the Red Sox. You know, we're having a pretty down season. Up till yesterday when we were texting back and forth, we had a 9-game losing streak. And this is a countdown. This is a countdown that I thought we'd never do on the show. Top three worst moments as a Red Sox fan since being a Red Sox fan. What do you think about that? What's your number three worst moment as a Red Sox fan? I'll let you know.
I don't know, it's kind of quick. But for me, the one that hurt the most, I guess because I was able to experience it, was Aaron fucking Boone.
Ooh, I didn't leave my house for like a month after that when that happened.
That one hurt the most for me. I remember I was being yelled at because it was a school night. I think I was in like, I don't know, 9th or 10th grade. I don't fucking know. But I remember being yelled at because I was supposed to be in bed. And remember, that game went pretty late.
That was extra inning. Wakefield.
Yeah, so I snuck out of my room. And I remember we had this little, like, mini TV in the basement. And I fucking, like, I picked a corner somewhere. And I, like, covered myself so, like, they couldn't see me. I remember just staying up and then watching that ball just hit the fucking second deck.
Oh, God.
My heart just crushed right there.
That's definitely up there for me.
You know, that definitely was one. I mean, there's a lot, but just to keep it short, for me, that's definitely my worst feeling there.
I have that there. I'll take number two with fucking Bobby Valentine. 2012. This season reminds me so much of 2012. It's unbelievable. But Bobby Valentine. I fucking hate Bobby Valentine.
Listen, man. And it's funny because I remember telling multiple people the day that he got hired that we're fucked. And I was absolutely 100% right. Worst fucking season ever that I've seen compared to this one.
Yeah, they traded Juklitz. He fucking benched Pedroia. I mean, the best thing that came out of that was they traded fucking Carl Crawford. But oh my God, it was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely, man. Absolutely. We've had some rough ones. We definitely have. But you know what, though? What happens after we have those rough ones?
We win.
You know what? Exactly. So, guys, you know, take it for something. There's brighter days ahead.
It ain't as bad as the collapse in 2011 also. So, that was also tough, the collapse.
Yeah. No, that one was a rough one. You're right.
So I'm gonna go with that as the three. If you have any more added on in?
No, I think that's it. But, you know, and I appreciate you bringing that up, but I do want to talk about something. Let's talk about the MLB threatening Trevor Bauer with suspensions if he wears those Joe Kelly cleats.
Yeah, I remember sending you a letter. Yo, Trevor Bauer is, you know, mind you, we're Sox fans, but we love baseball. He's so exciting to watch right now. I watched him pitch last night, and he's exciting as fuck to watch. And he's so nasty, and he's a free agent next year. I hope the Red Sox give him a blank check.
He looks like the type of guy that would fit in Boston.
Oh, yeah. He's nerdy and stuff. He would be the perfect fit.
Yeah, but, like, you know, shout out to Trevor Bauer sticking up for Joe Kelly. The whole MLB fucking man fraud right now. A bunch of pussies, ridiculous.
They are
that you want to you know you guys need to get your shit together. You're losing fans by a lot right now.
Right. And what's amazing about that is they fucking suspended Joe Kelly before that game was even over. But is anybody talking about how the Yankees cheated in 2017 yet? No, right? We're not just going to bring that up. We're just going to sweep that under the rug. Manfred sent them a letter and an email saying they got to hand over, they got to come out clean.
Nothing ever came of that.
No, he swept it underneath the rug. It's fucking bullshit. Just like how the Astros case took so long for him to do anything, and he still did nothing.
It's ridiculous. The Red Sox get investigated and then lose a draft round pick.
They're not guilty.
For nothing. They didn't find anything, but yet we lost a draft pick. And you know what? I even say it in defense of the Dodgers, man. Like, this shit isn't fair.
No, it's not fair, you know? It really isn't fair at all. You're in a 60-game season, and Joe Kelly's been part of that bullpen. He's a setup guy. He's a great piece of the bullpen. And now you don't have him for 8 games, and this is not fair. And you know what? He didn't hit the guy. At the end of the day, he didn't hit the guy.
No.
He didn't hit him.
He didn't touch him.
He threw at him, but he didn't hit him. So
not at all.
It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. And good for Joe Kelly, and good for Trevor Bauer, and good for other players who are backing it.
Yeah, man. I like to see ball players stick up for other ball players. So that was a nice little gesture on Trevor Bauer's behalf. So big shout out to you, man, and best of luck this season. You're obviously kicking ass now, so keep it up, man.
Yeah. So what are we thinking? I think they got 6 games this week with an off day. What are you thinking? 3-3, 4-2.
Talking about the series coming up.
We'll go week. There's 6 games until our next episode. What do you think? 4-2, 6-0.
Definitely not 6-0. We don't have the pitching for 6-0. I'm talking about maybe 3-3.
All right. I'm going 4-2. Loser got to do a shot. So,
I mean, let's see. It's really hard to tell right now. Boston is not in the position. We're not in the position to be making cocky predictions right now.
No.
You know who you got to bet.
You got to call for a bet. He'll take any bet.
Yeah, but you know this. This starts tonight with Eovaldi, you know?
I like it.
Let's see what kind of cycle we can get ourselves into, confidence. And it's not only about pitching, man. We gotta perform, you know, at the plate too. And let's see what happens. I don't want to get too deep into it because I want to give these guys a chance. I want to, you know, go out there and have some fun.
You're a real Sox fan. You got to know. You got to give everybody a fair chance right now because that's really what Renicky and Bloom seem to be doing. They're having like these open tryouts with pitching and with hit players and let them do their jobs, all right? Real Sox fans don't complain. Real Sox fans believe. And I'm a fucking believer.
That's it. You know, at the end of the day, you got to stick with your guns and that's all I know. So that's pretty much it, Mo. I mean,
yeah, man.
Let's see. Good luck to Sox tonight. I hope everybody has some relaxation and is able to watch the game tonight. And hope you guys have a great remainder of the week.
That's right, guys. Make sure you go follow us Saturday, Instagram. We're going to be going out live. And the rules will be there. And give us a listen. Give us a click to the link in bio. And catch everybody next week.
Yeah, I think we should drop, maybe we'll drop like a hint tomorrow on a story as far as what time we'll be doing the contest.
Yeah, I'm thinking noon, but we'll drop. That's a good idea. We're going to drop it tomorrow.
Yeah. So, yeah, just guys, keep your eyes out, notifications on. We'll drop a hint tomorrow at what time the contest will start on Saturday. And we hope to see a lot of involvement. We love you guys all. Thank you for your listens and all your love. And good luck to everybody.
Damn right. Love everybody. Right. We are out.
Peace.